This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Walking down Nicollet Mall today, and I saw this guy from behind. And I said, I think I know that dude. Because some people, they just stand out. All you got to do is see one feature. Pete Najarian walks alone, man. This big, sturdy guy with a ponytail, and he just looks like... Pete, you know, I've never even asked you. Yes, I guess. You wear a ponytail, and it strikes me, I don't even think about it. I don't. And I think, you are your own man. Is that, I mean, is that the way you see yourself, too? Is I will go to the beat of my, I'm not going to conform to, I am who I am.
Right. Well, yeah, I guess to some degree. You know, it's been something that's been with me for a really long time. And, you know, I've always been that guy who beats to a different drum maybe than everybody else. But, you know, it's one of those things, Maxie, where, you know, it's, you know, Coach Holtz and I used to have arguments about it all the time.
I can't imagine how he felt about it.
He didn't like the long hair. He didn't want the sideburns below the ear. He didn't want the mustache to break the lip of your mouth or whatever. So he and I had a few little headbutts on that kind of stuff.
But what would that conversation be like?
Well, he did request for me on several occasions to try to conform and clean up my act a little bit. But, you know, it was who I was and is who I am now. I mean, it's... you know, and I don't do it to be a rebel. I don't do, you know, my look is ridiculous. I'm the first to admit it, you know. So it's unique for
sure. But it's your brand.
But it is my brand, and it's become my brand. I mean, there are people all over the place when I'm flying, you know, different destinations, and I unfortunately fly way too much. But whether I'm in airports or walking the streets of New York, there's no doubt about it because of the different look that I do have.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You do stand out a little bit, and I don't do it for that reason, but I realize that that's something that has become sort of who I am. And you know, the most amazing thing to me, Maxie, was early on I was hoping that I wouldn't I didn't want to distract anybody or you know have you know people a little bit older than myself not look at me, you know, in the way that I'd like them to look at me, and yet it's funny because the 65, 75-year-old crowd that are interested in the market that see me on TV with the ponytail and everything, they always say, do not cut it.
Really?
Keep it. I like it. And I always look at them and I always say, really?
Do you think there's a part of everyone, though, that says, I admire somebody who, you know, we've all got things we'd like to do that we don't do, you know? Mm-hmm. Can we all conform mm-hmm. to an extent in certain areas? And do you think that resonates with people? They say, I like it that you are who you are.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I think it's, you know, one of the things that I like, Maxie, is, you know, I am in the Wall Street world, and I'm living that lifestyle with, you know, the people that I'm surrounded by and everything else, and I certainly don't look like most of them. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. I don't mind it. I still embrace the side of me that was a football player and the side of me that is in Wall Street and, yeah, and the kid who grew up in Minneapolis and went to Central High School. I kind of... It's just who I am.
And drives a pickup truck.
It drives a great big pickup truck.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool combination.
And rarely wears coats and hats and all those kind of things. And if I wear hats, they're the hats that I really enjoy because, you know, I have got a great thing in the works right now, Maxie. I'm so excited about it, where there's a gentleman who I bumped into going to the Twins-Yankee game, believe it or not, the playoff game. And a guy walked up to me and he goes, look, I know who you are. And he went through a whole routine and he gave me this beautiful custom hat. And I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. And now he and I have gotten together and we're collaborating and working on a bunch of different things that would be a clothing line, basically, for me that I told him, I go, look, I want you to make the money. I want you to do this. And I really appreciate everything. But I said, it's wonderful that you want to do it. And he's doing it for my company, you know, Market Rebellion.
Really?
So it's great. Yeah. And it's, you know, and all the you know, there's a lot of things that I say on a pretty regular basis, and people have kind of gravitated to it and really like it. You know, giddy up, and I do something every day that I put out on Twitter and on our own site called The Take. And when it's on our site, it's the entire thing. But it's basically a synopsis of the market in the first hour of trading. And I just really quick, just do about 6, 8, maybe 10 minutes. And then and I usually like to finish up on something outside of the markets for just a minute or two. And that's it. That's the whole thing. So it's Pete's Take, basically. And it's kind of fun. That's one of the things that this gentleman from the Minnesotan is planning on doing, is having the, you know, it's Pete's Take, and then it's going to have the emblem of our company on there. So he's got ideas for hats and all kinds of things. It's really pretty exciting, actually.
I'm getting off the beaten path as to why I brought you on tonight, and I realize that, but this is interesting stuff. what you know, you've accomplished a lot in the financial world, TV, all those things. What excites you? What is it that you need to do to keep yourself stimulated at this juncture of your career?
You know what? Sustainability always, to me, is something that's really important. And, you know, I've been in the, you know, stock market now since 1992 when I stopped playing football. And I know that's the topic we're going to hit, but when I played in the World League of American Football, the WLAF, it was great. I had a great run. We finished my career. The last game I ever played, I won, which is kind of a fun way to go out. And, you know, it's something that just kind of brought me different places along the way. And it was it helped sustain what was my football life. And now I've been in the market ever since. And, you know, sustainability, I think, is something that's key, and it drives me every single day, because I want to help people. I also want, you know, I want to make money for myself, but I want to make money and help other people understand and educate them on how they can do maybe a little bit better just through a little bit of education in the stock market, because it can be confusing. It can be overwhelming. And, you know, my goal would be to help people every single day. I wake up 4:30, I go to the gym, I work out, I do my thing, and get the blood pumping and get the day started. And you know what? I try to keep running until I watch the news, and I watch you on Channel 4 doing the
Then you're sound asleep before you know it.
No. You keep me going with all the different high school sports and everything. I love it. And we had some great high school sports basketball just the other night. That was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, Pete. One of the reasons I want to bring you on was talk about the XFL, because you do have that experience in the non-traditional league. Obviously, the XFL, we were led to believe, at least, have deep pockets if they intend to utilize their resources. Do you see anything here that indicates to you, from a business or a football standpoint, that it has sustainability?
Yeah, I think so, Maxie. You know, obviously Vince McMahon this time around, you know, I coached in his original XFL league back in the early 2000s.
What was that like?
You know, it was great. I really loved it. You know, I liked the idea. You know, I played in that spring league, as we were talking about, the World League of American Football. Then in year two, the NFL put a big investment, and eventually they moved it over into Europe. And, you know, I think that had sustainability and had a nice run for a period of time. Then the NFL just kind of, I don't know if they kind of got bored or what really happened. But, you know, they've been trying to be international for a very long period of time. I think that what I see in this XFL is, first of all, Vince McMahon, he took out a lot of money to make sure this league wasn't going to be a one and done. This go around, I think he's got enough money where he's going to be able to sustain a couple of seasons. And I love, you know, they've got great names from the coaching staffs. I think that part is very important. But the element that they're missing right now is, and it's difficult in the NFL even, but trying to find quarterbacks. I think there's a couple of good quarterbacks in the league, but only a couple. And you've got eight teams, and that's probably, if I could point to a problem, I'd say that's part of the problem right now. Because Cardale Jones from Ohio State has been absolutely outstanding. And Landry Jones had a great week, a couple interceptions, but it was his first time playing football in quite a long period of time. And he played for Bob Stoops, who is coaching him now in Dallas, but he played for him at Oklahoma before he went to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So there's a lot of players in the NFL who kind of fall through the cracks, and a lot of them are in the XFL trying to show what they really can do. And I think that the key will be for this league to have success is you've got to have offenses that can move up and down the field, and that adds to the excitement. So they've got to figure out how do they find quarterbacks that in this league can make it a little bit more exciting. But I think the early start is pretty impressive. P.J. Walker for Houston has been really, really – he's one quarterback who stands out, but he doesn't have the name. He doesn't have the flash, but he started out very, very well. 7 touchdowns, just 1 interception in the first 2 games. So I've been watching the games. I've been tuning in, and I think, you know, between ABC, ESPN, Fox Sports, they've got the right – you know, they've got the right formula going right now with the TV contracts. And so far, so good, because the second week of ratings didn't fall off the cliff, which happens usually in these new leagues. It's, week one, it's great. And then everybody, they tune it out on week two. This go around, week two, they dropped a little bit, but they still have pretty strong ratings, you know. So I think because of that, I think there's a possibility, but they do have to, they've got to figure out a way to have more on offense that they don't have right now.
Could you do that just by changing the rules?
You know, that's a really – I thought about that. You know, they've done a lot of different things with different rules and how the game is played and all the rest of that. But I think they want to keep – I still think they want to keep football football. And for the most part, they have. Obviously, they've changed things with kickoffs and all that kind of thing. And that a lot of what they've done is to make the game safer. And I think watching it for the first couple of weeks – I think the NFL is going to try to take some of these new rules and maybe, or at least the way they're trying to do things, and maybe implement those themselves, because it makes some sense the way they've done it. It might look a little weird, but I think it does make some sense from a safety perspective. I like the fact that you can go for 1, 2, or 3 points for your extra point as well. I think that makes it a little more interesting.
Yeah. So
they've done some things with rules that are fun, but you know what, Maxie? I think that the real key is going to be they're going to have to find some of the quarterbacks, maybe from the CFL, or maybe some of these guys that were playing in arena football that could translate over maybe into this game. But I don't know that what rules that I'd want changed that would help them right now. I think they've just got to find the right players and develop them, and they've got to get the offenses moving a little bit better.
Last question, Bob Stoops, you mentioned. I didn't realize, talking to you today, that you've gotten to know him pretty well.
The offense is moving a little bit better.
Last question, Bob Stoops, you mentioned. I didn't realize, talking to you today, that you've gotten to know him pretty well. How'd you get to know him, and why is he there as opposed to, you know, he could have a college job if he wanted. Why the XFL?
Yeah, I think a lot of these guys, you know, when you really look at the list, Winston Moss, who I played with, who was at Green Bay for up until just this past year, been there for about 13 years. A lot of these guys, I think, are just looking for an opportunity to be a head coach, be the guy who's calling all the plays and making all the decisions. I think in the case of Bob Stoops, he did everything he could for the most part in college football, and he's a young guy. He stepped away from the game at Oklahoma, but you look at his resume, it's really, really impressive. And I think that could he still be in college ball? Sure, absolutely. And would it maybe still be something in his future? Could be. But I think the reality is right now he just wanted to take a shot. And, you never know what's going to happen, you know, when you take an opportunity like he has right now down in Dallas. And it'll be interesting for him to see how this goes. But he's got quite a few of his Oklahoma boys on the roster, so I think he's pretty excited about where they can go right now. Although – they lost for week one, and that didn't go so well for them. But week two, they finally came back and got on the winning side. So that's good.
Now I was always told from people that know him, I've only met mm-hmm. him once, that his wife is a queen of Mary Kay, that she has done exceedingly well in Mary
Kay.
So not just him. You know, he hasn't just been able to put a few shekels away, but she's been right there as well.
Hey, let me tell you, Carol's one of the nicest and most beautiful women you will ever come across, Maxie. She truly is. Mm-hmm. And she and my wife are best friends. They go back and forth texting and Marco Poloing on the phones and all the rest of these crazy things that they do. But she's a wonderful lady. She's absolutely has her own success. And I'll tell you, great people. They have a great family. They live down there, still down there in Oklahoma and Norman, and have a beautiful place. Matter of fact, their neighbor is Toby Keith. So, I mean, they're doing
That's
all
That's a pretty good barbecue concert on in the backyard.
I'll tell you what. You and I are going to have to go down there sometime. I was lucky enough to go down last year for a barbecue, and Toby Keith and the whole gang were there, and all, you know, everybody. I'm looking around, and it's the who's who of Oklahoma football. It's great.
Was Switcher there?
Really a lot of fun. Yes, Barry Switcher was there. What a fun guy. I had so much fun with him talking throughout the evening and everything. And
I'll bet you he's a pretty good conversationalist, huh?
Oh, boy. He's got a lot to say, and a lot of it you couldn't say on radio or TV.
Yeah.
He's got a lot to say.
And, you know, I should do it. I got one more last question. You, when you played against Oklahoma, the Boz was on the other side playing your same position, Brian Bosworth.
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember about him? What impact did he make?
Yeah, you know what? He was young when I was there. What a big, strong, great football player he was. And you know what? He knew how to play it up. And he manipulated the media exactly the way you would want to. He did everything right. You know, at the NFL level, I think he was still a very good linebacker. He just maybe wasn't everything that everybody thought he was. But that, you know what? It happens all the time. Ohio State's had multiple linebackers over the years that everybody thought were the greatest thing ever. And they were good in the NFL. They just weren't great in the NFL.
Yeah.
So, you know, like quarterbacks, sometimes, you know, you don't exactly fit for the next step. And I think Boz was a heck of a football player, a great linebacker. But at the NFL level, it just wasn't quite what everybody was anticipating.
Pete, always enjoy it. We could go all night, and I appreciate that part of it and your friendship. And it was great to see you today, and we'll do it again soon.
I always look forward to it, and I'll see you tonight on the news.
Thanks, Pete. Pete Najarian.
All right. Stuff
to take
care.
Us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.